You're listening to SBS News.
To those who have lost or are missing family and friends, we share in your unfathomable grief at this moment in time and in your sorrow.
Speaking at a press conference in the town of Whakatane, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern shed some light on Monday's devastating volcano eruption. She confirmed 47 people were on Fakari, White Island, when it erupted. 31 of those were still in hospital on Tuesday morning, and 5 have died. Ms Ardern says the 8 still missing are presumed dead, following multiple reconnaissance flights over the island.
As police set out last night, the Police Eagle helicopter, rescue helicopter and NZDF aircraft have undertaken a number of aerial reconnaissance flights over the island since the eruption. No signs of life have been seen at any point.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has also confirmed 24 Australians were caught up in the disaster. 11 of those are still unaccounted for, and 3 of those are feared among the dead.
But I fear there is worse news to come over the course of perhaps today or over the next few days. This is a terrible tragedy, a time of great innocence and joy interrupted by the horror of that eruption.
As well as Australia, tourists from the US, the UK, China and Malaysia are among those missing or injured. The volcano erupted on Monday with a towering blast of ash and scalding steam as tourists were exploring the moon-like surface. Many visitors filmed the eruption from boats surrounding the island, their shock plain to hear. It's confirmed there were 2 groups on the island at the time. One was able to be evacuated, but another was close to the crater. Waikato Police Superintendent Bruce Bird says rescue services have been unable to reach the island as it remains too dangerous.
Today our focus will be on working with the experts to determine the safety for us to return to the island to look to recover those people that are currently missing. But I will reiterate, we will only go to the island when it is safe to do so for our people.
Whakatane Mayor Tony Bonn has confirmed a local tour guide was one of those killed in the eruption. Mr Bonn says he knew Hayden Marshall Inman personally.
He was a diver, he loved his fishing, he loved life, and he'd been a guide on for White Island tours for a number of years, so he'd be a very experienced guide.
Ms Ardern is now set to visit hospitals and speak to first responders who helped those injured in the eruption. Stuart Coburn from St John's Ambulance says people are being treated in burns units across the country.
We've got multiple critically injured patients. Many of them were taken to Whakatane Hospital, have been assessed and treated, and then overnight we have moved multiple patients around New Zealand to various hospitals.
He says while 3 people have been discharged from hospital, most of the injuries are significant.
Yeah, mainly burns and blast injuries and airway issues with burns.
Ms Ardern says they will now be focusing on returning loved ones to their families and has paid specific tribute to Australians involved in the disaster.
To our Australian family especially, we'll do everything we can to support you as you have supported us. I have been in regular communication with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison through yesterday evening and will continue to do so over the course of the day as we're able to provide more information.
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.